Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the contact us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. And be sure to check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to spice up your next hot tub party and warm up your cow.
Oh, my God.
Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Jesse Rifkin. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Hey, Jesse. That's nice to hear from you. What do you do there?
I'm an intern with the Politics Bureau for the Huffington Post.
Oh, you're on the Huffington Post?
Yes.
You're one of the people who Arianna Huffington and all her benevolence does not pay.
Yeah, that's the cleverest business model in the world.
Yeah. She pays me. She does.
Welcome to the show, Jesse. Bill Curtis is now going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here's your first limerick.
No, not Harry or Jerry or Larry. Think southeast of Chicago and scary. Though it's had some good years, the name disappears. Soon nobody will be named
Gary.
Gary, Indiana. Ooh. Gary, Indiana. Gary, yes. First the woolly mammoth, then the dodo bird, now the Gary. This week, Britain's independent newspaper warned of the demise of Gary, once one of the most popular names for boys and rather unlucky girls. Apparently, only a handful of babies were named Gary this year, putting it at 578th place in the U.S. list of popular baby names. Don't worry, conservationists have a plan to restore the population if they can just finally get Garys to mate in captivity. Here's your next limerick.
I sing Baby Beluga with Ruffy. Then I get a skim cap, extra frothy. Though I only toddle, I eat like a model. Two kale crisps and one mug of
coffee.
Yes.
Coffee.
According to a new study, 15% of toddlers in Boston drink coffee every day.
No.
Apparently, they're drinking the equivalent of one shot of espresso. Sometimes they drink up to four shots, or roughly 16 diaperfuls. Starbucks says they're not capitalizing on this, but if that's true, why are they now selling coffee in tall, grande, venti, and sippy? All right, here is your last limerick.
Glasses raised, but my heart starts to sink. I see wrinkles grow, eyes and chin shrink. As I take further sips, my attractiveness dips. I should have just stuck to one
drink.
Yes, very good. Now, you have heard of beer goggles. This is not that. Scientists have determined that you are actually more physically attractive, at your most attractive, after one drink of alcohol. It makes your cheeks rosy, makes your eyes dilate, giving you that sexy drug addict glow. But here's the thing. If you're like, oh, I'm feeling pretty good, I'm looking great, you have another drink, things go downhill. You get slack-jawed, and after a few more, the only people who would find you hot are people who are really into crying.
You start smelling people's hands.
Yeah. Bill, how did Jesse do in our quiz?
Jesse got all three. Good luck.
Congratulations, Jesse. Well done.
Way to go, Jesse.
Thank you.
Rico. Suave.